Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant surge in retail inflation has caught the attention of economists and policymakers, with the latest numbers revealing a 13-month high of 3.48% in April 2026, driven largely by food and silver prices. First, let us understand the context of this development. The Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, or MoSPI, released the Provisional Consumer Price Index, or CPI, data for April 2026. This shows that headline retail inflation has risen to 3.48% year-over-year, up from 3.40% in March 2026. What makes this significant is that this print remains well within the Reserve Bank of India's, or RBI's, tolerance band of 4% plus or minus 2% under the flexible inflation targeting framework. Building on this, it is worth noting that the base year for the CPI has been revised to 2024 = 100, effective 2026, from the earlier base year of 2012 = 100. This is the second print under the robust CPI series, and it's crucial to remember that inflation is still within the RBI's 2-6% tolerance band. Now, let us examine what pushed inflation up. The key contributors were vegetables and the food basket, with tomatoes showing a significant increase of 35.28% year-over-year, the single largest contributor on the upside, due to stock and flow disruptions in supply. Coconut copra also saw a substantial increase of 44.55% year-over-year. Cereals and pulses, however, remained moderate, with rice prices actually falling due to distribution under the Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan Anna Yojana, or PMGK, Linked Public Distribution System, or PDS. Precious metals and jewelry also played a role, with silver jewelry prices surging 144.34% year-over-year, driven by safe haven demand and global silver prices. Gold, diamond, and platinum prices also rose by 40.72% year-over-year. Although these items are weight light in the CPI, they are high visibility and can impact consumer perception. In the energy and services sector, fuel and light inflation was moderate due to softer crude prices. Housing inflation stood at 2.15% nationally, with rural housing inflation at 2.65% and urban housing inflation at 1.96%. Notably, rural housing inflation now exceeds urban housing inflation, marking a structural shift. Education and health services continued to see steady inflation around 4-5%. There were also some soft spots, or areas of deflation, including potatoes, which saw a decline of 23.69% year-over-year, and onions, which fell by 17.67% year-over-year. These, along with okra and gourd, offset some of the food price pressure. Crucially, understanding the architecture and method of the CPI is essential. The CPI is compiled monthly by the National Statistical Office, or NSO, under the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation. It is worth pausing here to note that the CPI subindices include CPI Rural, CPI Urban, and CPI Combined. Now, let us turn to why this print matters. The Monetary Policy Committee, or MPC, has its next bi-monthly meeting in June 2026, and with the headline inflation at 3.48% and food inflation at 4.20%, the policy room for further rate cuts narrows, but is not foreclosed. A spike in tomato or onion prices is typically seen as transitory, while the surge in silver prices is viewed as wealth effect noise. The real wage signal is also important, with rural CPI at 3.74% exceeding urban CPI at 3.16%, implying that real rural wages need closer scrutiny. The next key data point to watch will be rural labor wage growth from the Labor Bureau. It is also essential to consider the RBI's inflation targeting record. India adopted the Flexible Inflation Targeting Framework in 2016 via the Monetary Policy Framework Agreement and the Finance Act, 2016, which inserted Section 45ZAZN into the RBI Act, 1934. The target is 4% plus or minus 2%, reviewed every 5 years, with the current target set for 2021 to 2026, due for review. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, Indian Economy, which covers inflation measurement, including CPI, Wholesale Price Index, or WPI, GDP deflator, and Index of Industrial Production, or IIP. It also touches on monetary policy and inflation targeting, food inflation, supply-side factors, minimum support price, or MSP, and public distribution system, or PDS, as well as real interest rate and real wages. Additionally, this topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, Governance, which includes the statutory mandate of the RBI under the Flexible Inflation Targeting Framework, the role of the Monetary Policy Committee, or MPC, and the accountability of the Central Bank to Parliament. For your mains examination, some possible angles to explore include evaluating the methodological choices and implications of India's CPI rebusing from 2012 to 2024 for monetary policy. You could also discuss whether food inflation in India is structural or cyclical, with reference to recent CPI trends. Another potential topic is whether silver and gold should be retained in the CPI basket given their wealth effect volatility. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Consumer Price Index, or CPI, is compiled monthly by the National Statistical Office, or NSO, under the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, with the base year currently set at 2024 equals 100, revised from 2012 equals 100. The Consumer Food Price Index, or CFPI, is the food subset of the CPI. The CPI subindices include CPI rural, CPI urban, and CPI combined. The Wholesale Price Index, or WPI, is compiled by the Office of the Economic Advisor, Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, or DPIT, with a base year of 2011 to 2012, covering approximately 697 items, and is used for nominal GDP deflation in some sectors. The RBI's inflation target is set at 4% plus or minus 2%, with a tolerance band of 2-6%, as specified under Section 45ZA of the RBI Act, 1934, inserted by the Finance Act, 2016. The Monetary Policy Committee, or MPC, consists of 6 members, including 3 from the RBI and 3 government-appointed external experts, and meets bimonthly, chaired by the RBI Governor. The Flexible Inflation Targeting Framework was adopted in 2016 via the Monetary Policy Framework Agreement, gaining statutory force from the Finance Act, 2016. The key highlights from April 2026 include a headline inflation rate of 3.48%, a 13-month high, with food inflation at 4.20%, tomato prices up 35.28%, silver jewelry prices surging 144.34%, and potato prices down 23.69%. In conclusion, the recent surge in retail inflation, driven by food and silver prices, has significant implications for monetary policy and the economy, highlighting the importance of understanding the CPI, its methodology, and its relevance to UPSC preparation, as India navigates the complexities of inflation targeting and economic growth. The interconnectedness of these factors underscores the need for a nuanced approach to economic policy, one that balances the competing demands of growth, inflation, and social welfare.